signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 20th, 2023. RBN will be closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes, 4 days. And I'll be back again for my second and last show at RBN for the National Intel Report next Monday. Like I said, the show Out of This World. I'm going to listen to this one here. So these newly released tapes that were released last week about the January 6th, I will not call it an insurrection. I will not call it a riot. We'll call it a protest where most were very, very peaceful. A handful were violent, and those violent ones were most likely plants, provocateurs that were placed in the crowd there, either with the FBI or the CIA or maybe local police. Definitely, they were not in the same mindset as the peaceful ones. I think they were provocateurs myself. And of course, we have Ray Epps. Nobody wants to talk about Ray Epps, you know. So they're prosecuting, and they're sending a lot of people to prison, 5, 6 years, 8 years. And I think there's a good chance that these tapes, there'll be more released here really soon, is going to undo all this injustice of sending people to prison. I surely hope it will. Because these tapes being released are showing, clearly showing that the narrative that they were told, that these were violent protesters, destructive and everything, most of them were just walking through the Capitol, police officers on the side, either side. They were chatting, talking to each other. They would high-five each other, the police officers. They were not in any threat. They watched them walk through the Capitol with a flag, "Don't tread on me," an American flag, and there was no violence. So the whole narrative is crumbling. It's falling apart. And I hope it shouldn't have to go all the way to the Supreme Court on this, but it probably will. But this has been a terrible injustice. Punish those who do wrong, who damage, who tear up. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. But people, this is the people's house, and they walked through, and they were invited in. See, that's another thing. They were invited in. Police officers there, "Here, come on in, opening doors for you to go here and there." That's an invitation in law, and that would be an invitation to come on in. So, like I said, the narrative is falling all apart here, and let's just hope that this changes the outcome, that these people that are in prison now will be released and vindicated, because this was not what they cracked it up to be. This was not a violent protest. A few bad apples doesn't spoil all the apples. So definitely, let's hope that happens back. I actually believe, look at this new story here. This next story I want to talk about is that the U.S. Army invites back vaccine-refusing soldiers amid recruitment crisis. We've known this for a while. Well, recruitment crisis started when they started going woke and very PC and very liberal, and the transgender and sex changes and all that stuff, and telling the troops to accept that. Well, that breaks morale. You think the Israeli army has this issue? Do you think they're this lenient and liberal to saying, you know what, soldiers, diversity and inclusion and all these things of transgenders and LGBTQ plus, do you think they're actually dealing with these issues in the Israeli army? No, they're not. Now, why wouldn't they, Steve? Why wouldn't they be doing that? Because they're smart. They understand the purpose of what an army is supposed to do, to be strong and to protect. Now, you can't have good morale in a military when you shove all this crap at them that goes against their morals and their values and their ethics. Okay? We all have certain things about us. Sometimes we can bend on certain things. Sometimes we say, well, okay, I'll let that one slide. But there's some things that are ingrained in our teaching and our parenting that our parents taught us to be standing up for and to defend. And so telling the military that you're going to accept, you're going to have transgender soldiers, you're going to be in the foxhole with them, and you're going to have to share the same bathrooms with them, the same showers, and all these different things, man and women, women and man. It's demoralizing. It breaks down the barriers of moral values, and the morale of the troops has to be high. Your morale of your troops has to be high to be an effective fighting force, and the Israelis know that. So they don't venture down these pathways that to bring down their military. They look for ways to build up their military, even though they dropped the ball on this sneak attack on them, which if you're still buying that, well, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. They were never snuck up. They knew very well what was going to happen. It was a false flag. But, the Israelis know not to venture down that pathway to bring down the morale of their troops. But not here in America. No, no, no. And then on top of that, we have to force you to take things that you actually don't want to take. You know, forget that it's experimental. Just trust us. Well, wait a minute here. Let's go back and look at your history of trust. Let's talk about MK Ultra. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. How about this Camp Lejeune thing? Drinking toxic water and bathing in toxic water at Camp Lejeune. Now the payout's coming on that. How about Agent Orange? How about Gulf War Syndrome? There's a long trail of lies to the American people and the soldiers to where, you know, the soldier, why do you trust me? Why should I trust you? You know, why should I trust you? You have a long pattern of lying, deceit, and then dodging the responsibility. You have to get lawyers involved to sue you for bad water at Camp Lejeune. Now, there must have been some water testing. There must have been records to the testing of the water. I was in military. They got forms for every damn thing you can think of. It's a form for this, a form for that. There must be water table forms and quality forms and everything else. Somebody along the way saw this and said, hey, what are you going to do about it? Well, nothing. You didn't see it. File it. File it away. No big deal. Well, it turns out to be cancerous. And so the government knew it for a long time, decided to sit on it for a while till a good portion of the people that were affected by drinking and bathing in the bad water died. Now there's only a handful that's come out. There's been no investigation. Who are the people that covered up this actual conspiracy here, by the way, a true conspiracy, people knowing, harmful, hid the information, who benefited in some way, conspiracy. You actually have a true conspiracy there. And nobody seems to want to know who was behind it. Well, let's see those documents. Well, we can't. We can't. It's government. We can't show you that. Or we lost it. We had them. They were right here, and now they're gone. I don't know. But we're doing the right thing now. So now we'll drag out these court cases for another year or two, hoping that the other side will be so sick and maybe possibly die that we'll never actually have to pay anything out anyway. But the billions that have been set aside for this payout for the Camp Lejeune is in an interest-bearing account, making a lot of money. Yeah, they're making money while they're supposed to be giving money out to the victims. So why is the soldier actually to trust the military and going to go in? Don't forget, never forget what GI stands for. Yes, people, ask somebody on the street, you know what GI stands for? I don't know, it's a soldier. Yeah, it's a soldier, but what's it stand for? It stands for government issue. Government issue. You are property of the United States government. Once you put that uniform on, they own you. They think they own you, And they really pushed it with this vaccine. They really pushed the boundaries of government ownership when they pushed this vaccine that was experimental. Well, evidently, and I think these numbers are kind of odd, but 1,900 letters went out to those active duty soldiers who were separated for refusing a COVID-19 vaccination. I don't know if that's just for one branch. I think that's a lowball number. It seems to me. I think we have, what, 400,000, 500,000 soldiers in the military? I could be wrong on that number. But 1,900 just does seems like a low-ball number that we had 1,900 soldiers that said, you know what, I'm not taking the shot. All right, you're out of here. And then also, if they bring them back, which I wouldn't come back, why would you come back? They tried something very nasty, underhanded, and they want you to come back and trust them? No. Wouldn't do that. I do actually believe this was kind of some kind of psyop to find out who your who those people are, the thinkers, the ones who look at everything and who question things that don't sound right. It's kind of one of those psychological operations to find out who your troublemakers may be when you try to roll out some new agendas. They're the thinkers. They say, no, that's not right. That doesn't make sense. And so they speak up, and of course they influence other people to think just like they do and call out all these red flags, and they go say, you know what, you're right. That doesn't quite make sense. I didn't see that. So then the agenda doesn't kick off so well. I think this was kind of some kind of psychological operation to find out who your people are out there, who are the thinkers, who are the ones who may stand in the way of your agenda. And they won't go for this, and we'll just oust them. We'll throw them out. Give them the less than honorable discharge. What's the difference between less than honorable discharge and a dishonorable discharge? Aren't they about the same? You're leaving not in good terms. And the very idea that to use that, to hold that over your head, to take a dang shot that you know is dangerous, possibly dangerous and experimental, and say if you don't take it, we're gonna discharge you, whether you're a dishonorable discharge or less than honorable discharge, then you're gonna have to carry that around for a long, long time, maybe forever. Try to fill out an application, get a job application in, and tell them that you were dishonorably discharged because you didn't follow orders. Well, wait a minute. Following orders? This is a little bit different than following orders, isn't it? This is my health. I followed orders correct. I was a great soldier up until the point they told me to put this poison in my body. But the problem is the corporations you'd be going to were also the ones that were pushing this poison on their own employees, and so you're going to go nowhere. You're going to be unemployed. As far as these 1,900, I think it's, like I said, a lot more. Will they come back? I wouldn't. Why? Why? No, there's a pattern here, and I wouldn't come back to it. So no, go pound sand. But what you will do is change my discharge to honorable discharge. You will change that, and I will sue your ass off if you don't. I'm being nice. I'm going to sue you if you don't. Easy thing to fix. You fix my discharge to be honorable. I have no problem. I walk away from you. Done. And that's the way it should be. But they're inviting soldiers back. Let's see if they follow up on that story there to see if anything really happens on that. I don't know. By the way, commercials on TV, the Super Bowl brings you some funny commercials. And I really don't watch the Super Bowl the last couple of years. I couldn't tell you who was playing, and I couldn't tell you anything. I just watched tennis. But there's a commercial from Ocean Spray commercial out about the cranberries. And it is the most bizarre commercial I've ever seen in my life. It had possibilities to be kind of funny, but then it went really weird. And I was really kind of surprised that they went down this road here. And the commercial didn't last long. I think people were probably calling Ocean Spray cranberry and saying, what is wrong with you people? That is the most bizarre commercial I've ever seen. It almost looks, are you making fun of mentally ill patients, people? What is this? It turns out that the entire family, huge family on this big giant long table, and the servant brings in the turkey, and the servant brings in the cranberry jelly on this little platter, And when they put the platter down, the jelly starts to wiggle a little bit. And what would have been funny if everybody looked at it and kind of got, you know, in a trance looking at the jelly moving back and forth, and then their body started to, you know, jiggle a little bit. Okay, you would have laughed at that. That's kind of funny. But it went to the jiggle, everybody jiggling a little bit back and forth, to this erratic, I'm having a seizure. And everybody was going crazy with their arms and their jerky body. It was the most weird thing I've ever seen. They missed the funny part, and they went down a dark pathway. It was so weird. And I sent the clip over to several people, and they go, that is the most bizarre commercial I have ever seen. That's going to lose them business. I don't know who else does cranberries these days, but that's not a good thing. That's not a good image for the holidays. And it's not playing. I guess enough people complained about it, and they actually pulled that commercial. I think you can find it online still on YouTube, but it is the bizarrest, most bizarre commercial I have ever seen in my life. Very odd. What else we got in the works here? I received recently, twice actually, a reminder from the, let me grab it here, from the United States Census Bureau, the Bureau of Justice Statistics, that I would be visited, and a 25-minute interview at my home. And it's so funny because I have do not enter my property into trespassing. And they decided not to even put it in my mailbox. They threw it down on the ground where the sign says do not enter, no trespassing. I guess they thought I was crazy when they saw the flags down by the mailbox that was inverted, means a nation in distress, and they saw the one on the porch. And they thought, yeah, I don't want to touch this guy. He may be a crazy, one of those crazy gun guys with a gun, you know. And so they just threw it down on the ground, on the driveway. I went down to pick my mail up. I said, what the heck is that? So they basically, though, they request a 25-minute interview with me at my home. And the subject matter is crime in my area. And I can't believe it. They've tried again a second time. They actually called my wife. I don't know how they got her number. They call me. I'm looking for the call. I'm hoping I get the call, because I will tell them what to do with their little census. I will make the point, we have open borders, okay? Our southern borders are wide open. Donald Trump today, yesterday's rally in Edinburgh, Texas, theorized that we have probably 15 million illegals in this country. That's on top of the 12 million that we were told always, there's always 12 million illegals in the country. It's been 12 million for years and years and years, probably a good dozen years. So now we're thinking maybe 27 million illegals in this country. So Donald Trump saying 15 million came over the border in the Biden presidency. He might be right. There might be more. I'm thinking probably closer to 35 million, 38 million illegals are in this country. We'll find out. If the liberals have their way and they're able to give them emancipation, give them citizenship, we'll know by taxation how many illegals are in this country, by the benefits they absorb and take in of our tax dollars. We'll know the true number. And of course, nobody will really, in the media will actually, in the administration will actually hold up to what they said. Oh, we told you it was 12 million. They won't even talk about it. Nobody will talk about it. It's too embarrassing. It's too shameful that they were so far off the money. This is the point I've been trying to make, that when the government gives you a number, multiply it times 3, you probably have more of an accurate number. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. This has got to be the slowest Monday I have ever had.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Contacted by this Bureau of Justice Statistics, they want to know if I've filed charges or reported crime in my area, that I've been a victim, reported it, or if I just held it on to myself and never told anybody about it. And I'm serious. With open borders as porous as they are, and the millions that have flooded this country, and MS-13, and everything you can think of, I think it's kind of crazy to come ask me about. They want to know crime statistics. These are the same people about defunding the police, and you worry and wonder about crime. Are you serious? The burning cities down, the city of what was that summer of love burning and everything down the cities, and the mayors and the governors just standing back watching, and you guys are worried about want to know about what I think about crime in my area where I live. Are you serious? You know what? Do me a favor. Go pound some sand. You close those damn borders up. You close those borders up, and you round up all those illegals that got into this country, and then we'll talk a year from now. You call me up a year from now and ask me about crime statistics in my area, but you round up the 15 million that are in this country and beyond, if there's more. Kick them out. Close those borders. You build the wall. Call me in a year. We'll talk. Maybe. Let's take our first caller tonight, our second caller tonight. Let's talk to JR in Georgia. Welcome, JR.
Hello.
JR in Georgia. Hello, yes, JR. Yeah, you're on, Jair. You're on.
I'm doing fine. There's no hard feelings.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
But,
you know what? You said before, you and I are a lot alike, and I think we probably are. I think we're passionate, passionate people about the cause of truth, and we care about people. But would that be a pretty good description of you and me?
Yes, it would be. I've been calling in for a couple of years.
Yes, you have.
And Steve, there's only one bottom line I seek.
Okay.
And that is the truth. I want the truth. Because you and I are the same age. We're getting close, buddy. We're going to see the other side of the grass.
Yeah.
We're there. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to play games or this propaganda
either.
BS that we live through each and every day.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a disagreement in regards to the Israeli-Gaza issue.
Yep.
And there's issues that can still be brought up.
Yeah.
And I pissed off a lot of people. I heard them on your radio station.
Yeah.
I hurt their feelings. Do you know what, brother?
What's that?
We are all sinful creatures. United States, Israel, Egypt, Gaza, Jordan, whatever you want, however you wish to identify it, has all committed sin and atrocities. We've all gone down that path.
Yeah.
None of us are clean.
No. Some are dirtier than others, but yeah, you're right. We all have sin. And, I think about the Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech. And you know what? I would say, if I could say the same speech, I have a dream for world peace. I have a dream that the United States would stop meddling in other countries, stop nation building, stop building military bases and embassies in other countries, stop stealing the resources of another country, stop looking for people in third world countries as slave labor to make money off of. Those would be the things I say I have a dream on. I despise those people who don't value human life and look at people as expendable. You can use them, and then when they're no longer any good, you throw them aside. We don't need you anymore. That's one of the problems of the beefs I had with the military, with the government issue. They really don't give a damn about you. I see how they treat soldiers and veterans right now with health ailments that were caused by their technology. Ron Jordan, a friend of mine, died Monday. He's been on this program. I remember, I think you even called and talked to him. He's a casualty of Agent Orange. He had a very bad ending from the Agent Orange itself, the chemicals. He had lung cancer. And then in the last year, he ended up having metastasized cancer to his brain and tumors. And like I said, he died at the age of 72 on Monday. And there's a guy right there that was fighting to get treatment that was caused by our own military, our own government, and having a hard time getting it done, given the runaround and long lines and everything else, and trying to find ways to not treat him, probably wishing that he would just die and go away. And then we have these people that these organizations outside the government, the Wounded Warrior Program, who are doing what government should be doing, and that is taking care of those injured soldiers they threw in harm's way and poisoned. Got a commercial break. JR in Georgia, I'm going to hold you back over. Stay with me.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Back. I just love that song, Jerry Rafferty. JR, I said a lot. I said my piece. Again, no hard feelings on my side. I think we're on the same page. We both care. We both want to see this country at peace, no war. We want a better lifestyle. I think we all deserve a better quality of life, and we're not getting it. And it's I think it's frustrating a lot of people. That's the reason I asked the question about this coming holiday here, Thanksgiving, and we got Christmas coming up, and I know families used to be families, and now they're no longer families. There's fighting and squabbling among family members about this and that, and very personal. And it's disheartening to see that families not being united and families anymore. And I'm not sure that can be resolved. Some of these things. I've lost lots of friends over COVID. And I lost a friend who was a host on this network as a friend over a difference in COVID, and not respected for my difference of opinion. These are just very bizarre times, and I guess I'll just leave it at that. What do you have to say about that, JR?
Well, Steve, what we must address, and we all of us who are radio listeners, mm-hmm. and actually people who call in once in a while, mm-hmm. we've got to address the fact that we are given so much propaganda from so many different branches of media that are driven by economic finances. And I'm mm-hmm. speaking specifically in regards to maybe pharma, big pharma, mm-hmm. or military industrial complex. Mm-hmm. We must. As individuals mm-hmm. who have a belief in a God that's greater than us, mm-hmm. to give us the ability to ascertain and understand the information we're being given. Mm-hmm. We are being so overdriven with misinformation. And mm-hmm. I think this goes to the void that exists maybe between you and I. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to fathom that human beings could have actually executed those processes that were reported on October 7th in Israel. But mm-hmm. it's not beneath me not to believe it. Right. I understand there is evil. Yeah. There's evil that you and I cannot comprehend. Just how barbaric they can be. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a proven history of that. And that's why I cannot deny it ever mm-hmm. existed.
Yeah. You know, JR, you're absolutely correct. The evil is growing. And I have no explanation of how the evil, the demons, could grow and gain more power. I just don't. We live in a country that was, we can call this a pretty much a Christian country. Our money has, in God we trust on it. We place our left hand on the Bible, and we take the oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I've always thought that was kind of strange, because what do atheists do? They don't say, not everybody believes in God. And they may not act like a Christian and behave like a Christian, and an atheist may not behave like a Christian. So I always thought that's kind of strange. They're just assuming that everybody's a good, caring Christian, a good person, and a Christian. They're going to tell the truth if they put their hand on the Bible. But we know that's not the truth. People lie all the time under oath. And I guess what bothers me is this continued growth of the evil side, and I keep thinking, Lord, are you going to step in anytime soon and stop these people? Because I don't want this to go down to a war and a bloodbath, to be honest with you. And I just see that where it's going to head. I talked to Mike Rivera quite a bit, and we text back and forth, and he's convinced we're going to be in a bloodbath, kind of a civil war. And in any look around, the holidays should be bringing people together, families together, and it's not. That table is very thin, not too many people there anymore, because they all disagree on everything. And that's all by design. That's all it's been put out there by design to divide and conquer us, and people fell for it. And I don't know. Like I said, the Martin Luther King speech, if everything I dreamed for, if I could get half of that list fulfilled, I would be a happy, happy man. But here I am at 62 years old. I'm fighting evil people who are just trying to tear down this country from inside this country, the politicians, and the corrupt judicial system that we have. It's amazing. It's like, is this really, really happening to us, JR? Is this really happening? Yes, it is. We are under attack. The good people in this country are being attacked by the evil. And I guess I wish God would just step in and say, I'm finishing this off right now. I'm going to give you guys a hand. And because these people are, they're going for it, and they're not stopping. There's a war on Christmas. There's a war on Christianity. There's a war on conservatism. And these people have an agenda, and they are not backing off, and they're going to decrease the numbers in this world. They're going to get rid of people they don't want, don't need. We're in a fight for our own survival. And in 2024, if we do not win back the White House, GR, in 2024, I don't see anything good to come. They'll just progress on with the agenda. And it's going to take Americans with backbone. I don't know if Americans have backbone. I have backbone. You have backbone. Listeners to this program and this network have backbone to fight. But will we have more behind us fighting with us? Will we have more people helping us? Or will they just sit back and go, oh, well, there's no point in fighting. They're too strong for us. You know, if you look at the revolution here, the American Revolution, 3% took down the Brits. 3% of the farmers came together, pitchforks, whatever they had, muzzle loaders, they came together, united, and they used strategy, and they beat them. And we founded this country. And that was only with 3%. We got to have a hell of a lot more than 3% in this country that are angry and ready to bear arms if they have to. Because they got the best of firepower now. They got the best of everything. We're going to need a good portion of this population to fold their arms and say, we're not taking this anymore. We want our government to work for the people. You people are not working for us. You're out. Begin the prosecutions. Do the investigations. Find out who those carpetbaggers are who've been profiting off of wars. There's a bunch of them. We got to save this country. In 2024, if we can't get it done in 2024, I think this network will be taken down. Anything conservative will be taken down. Talk radio taken down. These guys will have won. I don't want to see that happen.
Well, the thing is, Steve, I'll just say this. It comes down to us as individuals and our belief and our faith. We cannot save a nation that does not have a majority of a moral belief in their self. It will not exist. It cannot exist. But we as individuals can only be saved by the Spirit of God. And we will have to understand, as the days move forward, we may be entirely wrong. We look to our neighbor to our left. We look to our neighbor to our right. Mm-hmm. And they're not as I. They do not believe as we do.
Yeah.
Does this mean it's the end? No, it doesn't mean it's the end. For the end is not for a long time. It's going to be many years we live through this misery. And it's like your grandchildren, as my grandchildren, will have to live through as we preach to them on a daily basis to believe, to honor God himself in heaven. So the rest of the society is not there. We've seen this exemplified from the 1960s to 2023. We've seen this, my brother.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. We've seen the absolute deterioration of faith and hope.
And a breakup of the family. Breakup of the family.
Exactly.
The core, the strength is in the family, and they're breaking the families up.
And that's not because you and I are Islamophobist or racist.
No.
It's not because of that. Steve, you and I both guys served in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get your damn head blown off in a foxhole. I don't give a damn if it's black or white. It bleeds red.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It bleeds red.
Yep.
Hopefully I'll piss off somebody else tonight to call in.
No, no, no. It's all cool. It's all cool, JR. It's all cool. You and I agree. We agree. It's a dream I have, and I'd like to see it happen, but I don't know. The old saying, there's more profit, there's more money to be made in war than there's peace, that still stands. And unfortunately, we have so many people out there that are just driven by greed and power, and they really don't care about human life. They care about their own lives and maybe their own families and, you know, get exemptions for them to go to military. But there's a lot of silver spoons out there, and they don't really care about you and me. So that's why we have to defend and take care of ourselves. But I do appreciate you calling in tonight, JR. I was thinking about you last couple days, and so I haven't heard from you in a while. He's probably mad, but, you know, there's no hard feelings on my end. We agreed to disagree, but agree or disagree with respect. Respect. You're welcome to call anytime. I appreciate your calls. I always have. We crossed lines one time. That's not a big deal. I crossed lines. I crossed wires with John Stadmiller a couple times, and you've heard it on air. John and I got angry at each other, and hell, John walks away, and I slam my headset down. That's it. I'm done. And that was never scripted. That was always real. That was real. And John would call me later up that night and say, "What the hell happened? I said, "But what did you want me? Did you want me to just agree with you on everything? I'm not going to do that. You wanted me on the network because I had an opinion of my own. I'm not Ed McMahon. I'm not going to say yes to everything you say." And I make my point, and we basically across the lines here, hug and make up. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, you're cool. You're my brother still, and it's always been that way, and it should be that way. Agree, disagree, but disagree with respect, and that I do. So I appreciate you calling in, and you're, like I said, you're welcome to call anytime you want. Great. Great to hear from you.
Thank you, Steve. And
have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, sir. May you have a beloved and graced Thanksgiving, as well as all the listeners on this station this evening. Let us drop to our knees. And let us drop to our knees.
Yeah.
And pray to God Almighty.
Yeah, I can tell you this year is different. It's different than last year. Well, what I can be thankful for this year is that I guess the cancer diagnosis was found early enough. I made it through treatment. I'm negative. I'll be doing a lot of testing here next couple of years. I think it was just an abnormality. Cut it out. It's gone. Never coming back, hopefully. And I can be thankful for that, and the support of my wife and my support of my mother, who was right with me through the whole treatment thing. And I'm thankful for having that in my life to get me through this hard time. I appreciate your call. Let's go back to the phones. Let's say we get one last call in here. Misty in Kansas. Welcome, Misty. Misty. Oh, I'm sorry. Francis first. All right. Francis, we got to hurry. You got one behind you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, hello there, young man.
I love it. Every time you start off that way, I'm in a good mood. So thank you for saying the young man thing. I do. I'm serious. I wake up in the morning. I walk around. I'm like, oh, gosh, I ache here and there. And I got to have my coffee, wake up, and then I start to feel a little better. And then my day goes fine. And then tonight I start to settle down, and you call me up and say, hey, young man. Yeah, it makes me feel good. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. I could have just simply say, hey, old man, what's hanging? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, ask Michelle Obama that question. What's hanging?
No, I ain't going to do it.
You don't have the guts to do it?
No, but they're doing it well enough on their own. Let me hang.
Yes, they are.
Go figure. I'm not going to bother. Just take the dress off and put on some slacks and never mind. Anyway.
There you go. What's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind?
Anyway, in light of that one song that you had playing earlier, Baker Street, which I find fascinating because it tells me that you're reminiscing this past summer shape, or form. That puts me in mind of being a summer song, so go figure.
You know what? That song reminds me of living in Jacksonville. My mom and I my sister, we moved down to Jacksonville. And my sister was training with a team for the Olympics in swimming, and a good team down there. And I swam also because she's the Olympic hopeful. And every time I'm on the school bus heading back from Sandalwood High School, that's the high school I went to in Jacksonville, that song was always, it's on the rotation. Since I work in radio, for a radio station, I do music, I understand the rotation when the songs are going to play. And every time I got out of school, got on the bus, that song was playing.
Oh, hey.
Yeah,
second thought for you.
Well, hold on. I lost somebody. Maybe she'll call back, but you can come back after the break.
Day by day, night after night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
And we are back. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, it's all you.
Hey, young man. I gotta stop doing that. But anyway, as far as the aspect about if God could go and take care of all these nasty issues that are going on and so forth, you know, it's interesting because I actually asked someone about that at one point recently, and their response was?
That
it was for the people to take care of that. It wasn't God's issue to take care of. And I thought, you know, I could see where they're coming from, except for one problem.
Uh-huh.
If God supposedly created the problem, then humans should not have to clean up after God.
Well, it's all because of eating that dang apple in the garden of in Eden there. It's
Was it?
That's that dang apple.
I mean, basically, as I comprehended, the Garden of Eden, as it was called, was to me a bioengineering scenario. Because there's so many questions I have about that, it's not even silly. And I know I'm going to probably tick a lot of people off, and I really don't care. Not at my age, I don't, because I don't bite my tongue anymore. But when I think about a lot of what's called sacred word or sacred scripture and so forth and so on, ad nauseum, I started questioning even that because look how many different versions of the Christian Bible there are.
I know.
If you really want to get nitty-gritty, you'd have to go back to the ancient Hebrew or Arabic or whatever the case is. Because as many times as this has been translated, it's been adulterated and warped and everything else, according depending on who wrote it and by whose orders.
I'm kind of missing you a little bit. Speak up a little bit. Something happened with the volume.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
There you go.
I must have ticked somebody off. But anyway, it depends on whose order to be written a certain way and so forth, ad nauseum. And this day and time, I think about the words that are written. I think about how they are construed. I think about, if God wanted this written, why didn't they do it themselves? Not have.
Yeah, well, I've asked that question too, and it's the question. The answer given back is free will. Man has free will to make decisions, and that's how he's judged at the end of his life. We all have one life, and we have one death, and then there's judgment. So. Basically, your free will is what the choices you made, and that will determine the judgment process. So I think that's the answer, standard answer I usually get.
Well, yeah, but something that tells me, or should say, I translate that commentary as karma. So basically, what you dish out, you get back, and hopefully when you're treating a fellow human being in a loving, caring fashion, and don't expect the same in return. Well, just as you treat your fellow human being with hatred, greed, whatever have you, to the point of taking their life, well, guess what? It's going to come right back around to you to start with. So why do it?
Yeah. If you think about it, if we just held to a belief and followed the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule, how much we wouldn't have so many problems, would we?
Well, there's a reason why they had the Ten Commandments back at that point in time, because people were living in a very primitive arena of life, because there's so much going on. They don't have the conveniences that people have now, which has caused people to become more selfish, more narcissistic, more greedy, and uncaring. It's ridiculous. So I could go on.
Makes me wonder if we go, well, they want to go to the digital currency. We get rid of our paper money. Will the greed factor still be there if it's a digital currency? The greed factor still be there in digital or not?
You said greed as in G-R-E-E-D?
Hello, from Beautiful, Colorado. Yep. My name is Samuel Jung Tae, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master.
There's our commercial break. Actually, that's the end of our show.
In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.